RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listener, welcome to English Bulletin program of a Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by commentary, today in history, focus, and news in brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesia Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today, listener. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia needs to learn its economic history to develop national economic growth. West Java floods, landslides claim 10 lives. Indonesian government prepares new regulation to boost tax amnesty. Now the news in detail. To develop national economy, Indonesia should learn the history of economic policies. The economic reflection in the early Indonesian government would give precious lesson to make the national economic policy. It was said by former Trade Minister Mari Elka Pangestu at the Dialogue of Reflection of Poverty Policy since New Order and its implication for effort to boost inclusive economic growth at the Indonesian Institute of Sciences LIPI in Jakarta Tuesday.
Sejarah ekonomi itu sangat penting untuk kita melakukan refleksi ke belakang.
Economic history is important to reflect and look at what we can learn from the history. It is a precious lesson if we reflect to the Indonesian trade policies in the last 50 years. Related to the competitiveness and business, Indonesia from the beginning has imposed import and export taxes to get state revenue because at that time Indonesia had no capacity to levy income tax. Mari Elka Pangestu also said that considering the global economic growth recently, Indonesia must be able to maintain national economic stability so that people could enjoy the economic growth. Flash floods and landslides have claimed 10 lives and affected hundreds of people in Garut and Sumedang, West Java, National Disaster Mitigation Agency BNPB said Wednesday, September 21st. BNPB spokesman Sutopo Purwonugroho said flash floods hit Boyongbong, Tarogong Kidul, Tarogong Kaler, Banyuresmi, and Karangpawitan sub-districts at around 1 a.m. The flash floods were caused by overflows from the Cimanuk and Cikamo rivers. The agency said 8 people died and another one missing in the disaster, adding that at least 4 people suffered from serious injuries and 26 from minor wounds. Hundreds of residents have also been evacuated from their homes to safe grounds. According to Sutopo, heavy rains started falling in the area on Tuesday around 7 p.m., swiftly increasing water levels on the Cimanuk and Cikamuri rivers. At around 11 p.m., local agency reported flood water had reached heights of 1.5 meters to 2 meters in 5 sub-districts in Subang. A joint team from the BNPB, Indonesian Military TNI, West Java Police, National Disaster Response Team, National Search and Rescue Agency Basarnas, joined by local volunteers, have been deployed to help with evacuations. Indonesian Finance Ministry's Tax Directorate General announced its plan to issue another regulation on the tax amnesty program in relation to trust business activities. Second Tax Regulation Director John Hutagal said at his office in Jakarta Tuesday that many taxpayers wishing to participate in the tax amnesty program had inquired about trust businesses. John explained that law on the tax amnesty covers trust businesses. According to him, trust is a unique business consisting of several types, such as discretionary and non-discretionary trust, as well as revocable and irrevocable trust. Meanwhile, in the case of revocable trust, taxpayers who are required to participate in the program are settlers or grantors. John revealed that he had invited British Trust expert Filippo Noseda to provide the tax DG with an understanding regarding trust. Noseda has been scheduled to speak in a seminar on trust, explaining individuals involved in trust, types of trust, tax treatments, and implications of trust on the tax amnesty, as well as the automatic exchange of information. Indonesian Finance Minister Sri Mulyani said that the total amount of Indonesia's assets parked in Singapore stands at 2,612 trillion or $200 billion, accounting for 80% of the total Indonesian assets parked overseas. Sri Mulyani made the statement during a judicial review of Law No. 11/2016 on tax amnesty at the Constitutional Court in Jakarta Tuesday, September 20, 2016. Of the total assets parked in Singapore, Sri Mulyani revealed that the 650 trillion rupiah or $50 billion was non-investable assets. She added that the position of financial assets in foreign countries stood at 2,800 trillion rupiah or $215.3 billion in the first quarter of 2016 based on data from Bank Indonesia. During the judicial review of the tax amnesty law, Sri Mulyani, who represented the government, rejected the judicial review request and declared that the request had no legal basis. She claimed that the Constitutional Court had set 5 cumulative requirements to file a judicial review against the law. The next hearing has been scheduled on Wednesday, September 28, 2016, in which the requesters will present their expert witness. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Indonesian government unveils Indonesia Free from Waste Pay 2020. Executive Director of an NGO Indonesia Budget Center, Roy Salam, said that the government's target is possible to be realized through waste bank strengthening. Waste management should begin from the start so that residue in the final trash disposal site may decrease. In a press briefing on Tuesday, September 20 in Jakarta, he explained that waste bank is a program which should be put forward. For example, Jakarta City Administration has provided budget worth 2.52 billion rupiah for managers' training cost, waste bank making, facilities procurement, guidance, and monitoring. However, the amount is not adequate yet to develop and strengthen waste bank. In fact, budget strengthening may become one of ways to strengthen waste bank.
Harapannya mereka itu bisa didukung dari Pemprov adanya satu dukungan anggaran. Apakah bentuknya?
The budget support from provincial administration is expected. It could be in form of grant or loan. If they want to prioritize the garbage bank, they should set up such a public service agency. With no support the program, Indonesian Movement for Waste Care 2020 would fail. Furthermore, Roy Salam explained that the number of waste banks increases every year, but not the quality. On the same occasion, the National Executive Director of the Indonesian Forum for the Environment, Walhi, Khalisa Khalid, said that viewed from the legal policy and waste management policy, it is all good. However, Khalisa highlights plastic as the dominant waste in Indonesia. According to her, the government needs to review import policy of plastic raw material. Until now, plastic import in Indonesia is still free from import duty. It causes the uncontrolled amount of plastic waste, which affects environment. The International Committee of Red Cross, or ICRC, launched a photo exhibition to commemorate 70 years of being in Indonesia, highlighting the country's historical moments with the Red Cross at Atrium Setiabudi in Jakarta, Tuesday, September 20. The photo exhibition was attended by several dignitaries, including Christoph Sutter, the head of the regional delegation to Indonesia, Timor Leste and Association of Southeast Asian Nations ASEAN, and the ICRC, Yvonne Bowman, the Swiss ambassador to Indonesia, and Ritola Tasmaya, Secretary General of the Indonesian Red Cross Society, PMI. Sutter said, the exhibition aims to show that Indonesia is an example of a culturally diverse country where people are religiously tolerant. The photo exhibition is divided into seven important periods defining the country's history. The photo exhibition will remain open until September 23. The last item. Karai Dewaruchi brought cadets as representatives from seven ASEAN countries to the Lantamal 6th Pier, Makassar, South Sulawesi. It was said by First Admiral Yusuf on the sidelines of the welcoming ceremony of the seven cadets from ASEAN countries in Makassar Tuesday. According to him, Karai Dewaruchi, which was built in 1953, is a heroic vessel. Historically, the Karai Dewaruchi was manufactured along with the ships for Germany and Yugoslavia. Meanwhile, commander of Karai Dewaruchi Navy, Lieutenant Colonel Widiatmoko Baruno Aji, said, through this activity, it is expected to strengthen ASEAN cadets who will become leaders in the military organization in their respective countries. The cadets who were from Malaysia, Thailand, Philippines, Cambodia, Myanmar and Vietnam, before arriving in Makassar, they firstly visited Lombok and Bali. The three tourism destinations they visited, namely Bantimurung Natural Park, the archaeological park of Leang Leang, and the Ramang Ramang Karst Mountain area. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesia needs to learn its economic history to develop national economic growth. West Java floods, landslides claim 10 lives. Indonesian government prepares new regulation to boost tax amnesty. That was the news.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with commentary entitled Facing North Korean Missile Test. North Korean ballistic missile tests conducted routinely on land and in the sea have become the concern of its neighboring countries, South Korea and Japan, especially since North Korea's ability to launch the missile has beginning to show some improvement in the sense that it managed going after further distance. Not only the two countries which are relatively situated close to North Korea are concerned, even the United States also has felt disturbed. To lessen the rate of North Korea's capability, the United States approached the country's closest ally, the People's Republic of China, or PRC. On Monday, September 19, President Obama met Prime Minister of China in New York. Both agreed to increase in dealing with the North Korean nuclear test 2 weeks ago. Reuters reported on Tuesday, September 20. This is to be carried out through the official forum of the UN Security Council and other possible channels. Both countries agreed to direct financial targets of a large group of China, Liaoning, Hongjiang, thought to be helping the North Korean nuclear program. Furthermore, the United States and China began discussing new sanctions for North Korea after the nuclear test. French news agency Agence France-Presse, or AFP, on Tuesday, September 20, quoting a North Korean news agency, revealed that North Korea had successfully tested a powerful rocket. The test was conducted at Sohae Satellite Launching Station to support the development of its nuclear weapons program. It is said that at the 68th anniversary of the Workers' Party on October 10, North Korea will launch a satellite. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is ambitious to make North Korea a country that has a geostationary satellite in the next few years. Earlier in the first week of September, North Korea also fired three ballistic missiles into the Sea of Japan. This was done when the leaders of the G20 meet in a summit in China 2 weeks before North Korea had fired a ballistic missile from a submarine. Actually, it is only natural if South Korea and Japan and even the United States are concerned with the improvement of North Korean missile capabilities. On the other hand, North Korea's relation with its ally Beijing is threatened to be disrupted because of it. Indonesia, which has relatively close ties with North Korea, should not stay silent witnessing the series of missile deaths. The range of missiles fired by North Korea is getting even further. That means that even Indonesia may also be included in the country's missile range. Time for Indonesia, as a friendly country, to play a role in encouraging North Korea abide by UN sanctions and to use its nuclear capabilities for peaceful purposes. Listener, that was commentary for today. Thank you for listening.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Welcome to our daily segment of Today in History of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. We start with Malta gain independence from Britain on September 21, 1964. Republic of Malta is an archipelagic country in southern Europe. Malta consists of 5 islands, 3 of which are inhabited, in the middle of the Mediterranean. Its strategic location has led Malta colonized by many rulers over the centuries. In 1789, Malta was colonized by French, and not long after that, Britain colonized the country. In 1921, Britain granted autonomy status to Malta, but the Maltese people won full independence. Entering 1958, the resistance movement of the people of Malta became stronger. Finally, the country gained independence from Britain on September 21, 1964. Next event of the World Peace Day on September 21st. The International Day of Peace, sometimes unofficially some called World Peace Day, is celebrated every year on September 21. This memorial is dedicated for the sake of world peace and in particular for the sake of the end of war and violence. International Day of Peace was firstly celebrated in 1982 and defended by many countries, political groups, the military and society. In 2013, for the first time, the memorial was dedicated by the Secretary General of the United Nations for peace education as a means of prevention, which is important to reduce prolonged war. We end today's edition of Today in History with an event happened on September 21, 1999. An earthquake measuring 7.6 on the Richter scale struck Taiwan and killed more than 2,416 people and injuring more than 11,441 people. The earthquake occurred in Qiqi, Nantou, the Republic of China, at 1:47 local time. The epicenter was located in the line of 23.85 north latitude and 120.82 east longitude lines, 9.2 kilometers southwest of Sun Moon Lake. The depth of this earthquake was 8.0 kilometers. Listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus. Daily news and events.
Listener, welcome back to Voice Green, entitled Minister of Maritime and Fisheries Affairs Received a WWF Leaders Award. Environmental Conservation Organization's World Wildlife Fund for Nature, WWF International, presented Leaders for a Living Planet Award to Minister of Maritime and Fisheries Affairs, Susi Pujiastuti. The award was presented directly by President of WWF International, Yolanda Kakabatsi, to Minister of Maritime and Fisheries Affairs, Susi Pujiastuti, in WWF Building, Washington, D.C., the United States, on Friday, September 16. The award was presented in conjunction with the ongoing Our Ocean Conference organized by the United States Department of State. The prestigious award was given by WWF International due to Susi's full commitment and consistency in maintaining the sovereignty and sustainability of Indonesian marine resources and fisheries by giving eradication policies for illegal, unregulated, and unreported fishing practices. Not only that, Minister Susi is also considered to be very concerned about the conservation of marine biodiversities. In less than 2 years, she has set more than 1 million hectares of marine protected areas to protect marine biodiversity. In a release which has been received by CNNIndonesia.com, Saturday, September 17, WWF Chairman Yolanda Kakabatsi said that Susi Pujiastuti had dedicated her time all the time to eradicate illegal fishing practices, encourage sustainable fisheries management based on science, and strengthen the ocean health by expanding the network of marine protected areas. She is a figure who fights to protect the health of the Indonesian ocean. When receiving the WWF award, Susi Pujiastuti said, "Once Indonesia is fully sovereign, with the knowledge and technological development, Indonesia will be able to manage the natural resources in an efficient, effective, and sustainable way." She also said she will continue to help in improving the welfare of domestic fishermen. "If the sovereignty and sustainability have been firm, the welfare of small-scale fisheries will become true." Leaders for a Living Planet is an award that is given by International WWF to a person who gives contribution through commitment and tremendous effort in saving the planet and natural resources to ensure sustainable use. The award receiver could be a leader of government, private, or community organizations. Since in 2000 until now, at least 100 world leaders from various organizations have obtained this award. Those are former Secretary General of the United Nations Kofi Annan, Norwegian Fisheries Minister, Deputy Prime Minister of China, French Minister of Water. Indonesian figure who has obtained a similar award, namely former Minister of the Environment, Dr. Emil Salim. Listener, that was today's edition of Voice Green.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id. Welcome to News in Brief. To develop national economy, Indonesia should learn the history of economic policies. The economic deflation in the early Indonesian government would give precious lesson to make the national economic policies. Flash floods and landslides have claimed 10 lives and affected hundreds of people in Garut and Sumedang, West Java, National Disaster Mitigation Agency BNPB said Wednesday, September 21st. BNPB spokesman Sutopo Purwonugroho said flash floods hit Payongbong, Tarogong Kidul, Tarogong Kaler, Banyuresmi, and Karangpawitan sub-districts at around 1 a.m. The flash floods were caused by overflows from the Cimanuk and Cikamur rivers.
Indonesian Finance Ministry's Tax Directorate General announced its plan to issue another regulation on the tax amnesty program in relation to trust business activities. Second Tax Regulation Director John Hutagol said at his office in Jakarta Tuesday that many taxpayers wishing to participate in the tax amnesty program had injured about trust businesses. Indonesian Finance Minister Sri Mulyani said that the total amount of Indonesians' assets parked in Singapore stands at 2,600 trillion rupiah or $200 billion, accounting for 80% of the total Indonesians' assets parked overseas. The Indonesian government unveils Indonesia Free from Waste by 2020. Executive Director of an NGO Indonesia Budget Center, Roy Salam, said that the government's target is possible to be realized through waste bank strengthening. Waste management should begin from the start so that residue in the final trash disposal site may decrease. In a press briefing on Tuesday, he explained that waste bank is a program which should be put forward. The International Committee of Red Cross, or ICRC, launched a photo exhibition to commemorate 70 years of being in Indonesia, highlighting the country's historical moments with the Red Cross at Atrium Setiabudi, Jakarta, on Tuesday. The photo exhibition was attended by several dignitaries, including Christoph Sauter, the head of the regional delegation to Indonesia. Karai Dewaruchi brought cadets as a representative from seven ASEAN countries to the Lantamal 6 Pier, Makassar, South Sulawesi. It was said by First Admiral Yusuf on the sidelines of the welcoming ceremony of the seven cadets from ASEAN countries in Makassar on Tuesday. The cadets who were from Malaysia, Thailand, Philippines, Cambodia, Myanmar, and Vietnam before arriving in Makassar, they firstly visited Lombok and Bali. That was News in Brief.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequencies of 95 to 5 kHz. You can also listen to our audio streaming at english.rriworldservice.com. Listener, our next segment is Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, it is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll introduce you to handicraft from Yogyakarta. Stay tuned. Listeners, if you hear the word of Indonesia, one of the things in your mind is batik, which is usually a plate on cloth. But do you know there is also batik, which is a plate on wood? Please visit to Krebet Village, which is known as Batik Tourism Village, with wood as media of painting object. All staff of handicraft of wooden batik are made manually without printing or another tool. Certainly, it needs high-class skill. The motif often used are such as kawung, garuda, sidorahayu, sidomukti, parang rusak, parang barong, and many others. Listeners, to make wooden batik handicraft, usually craftsmen, uses wood or sengon, pula, and teak. Its wood is chosen based on the purity and the choice is suitable with the needs. Making process is wooden batik is begun by choosing dry wood. Then the wood is carved based on the pattern or shape which wants to be made. After the carving made, the semi-material is sanded down. Then it's painted with batik color. The handicraft product of wooden batik, which is well known, is wooden mask. Other handicraft products are puppet, box, statue, frame, and many others. Listeners, tourism village of wooden batik offers various tour packages. One of them is a course to make wooden batik, where tourists can see the making process of wooden batik from craftsmen, and they also make wooden batik handicraft. There is also art course to learn traditional arts like karawitan and traditional dance. This package includes tour of the cottage industry of wooden batik of Krebet and hill trekking and Jurang Pulosari waterfall. If you are not satisfied yet to explore Krebet village in a day, please do not have to worry. You can stay at some homestays which have Javanese traditional architecture. Krebet Tourism Village is located on Pajangan Hill, Bantul Regency, around 15 kilometers from Yogyakarta. Going to the village can be accessed by using land transportation. Do you want to feel a sensation of making batik on wood as a media? Please do not forget to enter Krebet Village in your destination agenda when you are in Yogyakarta. Well, listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder for today featuring Krebet Tourism Village. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Listener, thank you for still being with us, the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestions or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia, PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia, or to our email address at info@voi.co.id and english@voi.co.id. Listener, now let's listen to our segment, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
How to speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. Today, we feature a topic entitled Di Toko Buku, which in English means at the bookstore. Stay tuned. As usual, I will introduce you to the vocabulary and expressions that relate to today's topic of conversation. I say the sentence twice slowly, and you can repeat after me. Toko buku. Toko buku, which means bookstore. Membeli. Membeli, to buy. Buku apa? Buku apa? What book? Buku religi. Buku religi. Religious book. Buku sejarah daerah. Buku sejarah daerah. Local history book. Peta dalam negeri. Peta dalam negeri. The country's map. Papua Barat. Papua Barat. West Papua. Berkunjung. Berkunjung. To visit. Terletak. Terletak. Be located. Menarik, menarik, be interesting. Kepulauan Raja Ampat, Kepulauan Raja Ampat, Raja Ampat Islands. Destinasi wisata, destinasi wisata, tourism destination. Terbaik, terbaik, the best. Di dunia, di dunia, in the world. Wilayah, wilayah, area. Segitiga karang dunia, segitiga karang dunia. The world, coral triangle. Menakjubkan, menakjubkan, to amaze. Selamat bersenang-senang, selamat bersenang-senang, to have fun. Now we give you an example of conversation entitled Di Toko Buku, or in English means at the bookstore. The conversation is between A. Nina and B. Lucy on the phone. A. Nina. Hi Lucy, kamu di mana? Hi Lucy, kamu di mana? Which means Hi Lucy, where are you? B. Lucy, di toko buku. Di toko buku. At the bookstore. A. Nina, kamu mau membeli buku apa? Kamu mau membeli buku apa? What kinds of book do you want to buy? B. Lucy, membeli buku religi, buku sejarah daerah, dan peta dalam negeri. Membeli buku religi, buku sejarah daerah, dan peta dalam negeri. I want to buy religious book, local history book, and the country's map. A. Nina, buku sejarah dari daerah mana? Buku sejarah dari daerah mana? Historical book from what region? B. Lucy, daerah Papua. Daerah Papua. Papua region. A. Nina, apakah kamu akan berkunjung ke sana? Apakah kamu akan berkunjung ke sana? Do you want to visit there? B. Lucy, ya, aku ingin pergi ke Kepulauan Raja Ampat. Ya, aku ingin pergi ke Kepulauan Raja Ampat. Yes, I do. I want to go to Raja Ampat Islands. A. Nina, apa yang menarik dari Pulau Raja Ampat? Apa yang menarik dari Pulau Raja Ampat? What is the most interesting object from Raja Ampat Islands? B. Lucy, Raja Ampat adalah destinasi wisata yang paling baik untuk menyelam. Raja Ampat adalah destinasi wisata yang paling baik untuk menyelam. Raja Ampat is the best tourism destination for diving. Berada di kawasan Papua Barat di pusat segitiga karang dunia. Berada di kawasan Papua Barat di pusat segitiga karang dunia. It is located in West Papua at the center of the world coral triangle. A. Nina, wah, sungguh menakjubkan. Wah, sungguh menakjubkan. Great, it is amazing. B. Lucy, itu sebabnya saya ingin berkunjung ke sana. Itu sebabnya saya ingin berkunjung ke sana. That's why I want to visit there. A. Nina, baiklah, selamat bersenang-senang. Baiklah, selamat bersenang-senang. Alright, have fun. That was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, it can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. We'll see you again with a different topic. Thank you for your attention. See you again next week and sampai jumpa.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner for today's edition on
August 24, 2016. Today, I'm Hernita, going to introduce you an Indonesian singer who was popular in the 1980s era, namely Faris Rustam Munaf, who also known as Faris RM. To begin this regular of music corner for today, let's listen to the first song entitled Barcelona by Faris RM.
Hanyut nuansa di sudut semarak plaza Catalonia. Kala sepasang mata menatapku manja, mengajak berdansa. Sapanya kiere, usted baila conmigo. Kau ajak serta malam ini. Como se pronuncia ojuita, ingin ku nyatakan cinta sepenuh rasa. Mungkin esok ku kan pergi, tapi ku berjanji pasti diriku kembali. Ku harus meninggalkanmu sejenak waktu. Hapuslah air matamu kini, dua hati telah terpadu satu janji. Usahakan cerita malam yang tersisa. Ku tak kuasa lagi untuk menunda waktu. Sejuklah diriku kasih. Makin kerisah melupakan hati.
Listener, you've just listened to the song entitled Barcelona by Faris RM. The song was inspired by Faris' experience when he visited Barcelona. The lyric tells about a girl who he met in the city of Barcelona. Barcelona is one of the songs that Faris RM had composed. Faris, as a singer, musician, and songwriter, has produced many songs, and most of his songs have been popular and received a good response by music lovers. Faris RM's popularity did not stop in 1980 era, but his songs are still popular until nowadays. Faris RM's popularity is not only because of his songs and his voice, but also his skill in playing instruments. Listener, let's enjoy the next song by Faris RM that is still enjoyed by Indonesian music lovers, entitled Sakura. Enjoy the song.
Senada cinta bersemi di antara kita, menyandang ambunya peranan jiwa asmara, terlanjur untuk terhenti di jalan yang telah tertempuh semenjak ini. Sehidup semati, kian lama kian pasrah ku rasakan jiwa. Janji yang terucap tak mungkin terhapus saja. Walau rintangan berjuta, walau cobaan memaksa diriku terjerat di peluk asmara. Diriku terbuai di batas asmara, kian lama kian pasrah ku rasakan jua. Janji yang terucap tak mungkin terhapus saja. Walau rintangan berjuta, walau cobaan memaksa diriku terjerat peluk asmara. Terlambat untuk berduka, terlambat rasakan menipu sang mereka. Yakinkan cintamu, yakinkan segalanya. Perlahan dan pasti daku tak melangkah menuju damai jiwa. Semenjak ini sehidup semati.
恋の目覚めから精神を共に次第に全てを捧げ約束の言葉を固く心にたとえ何だろうとたとえ試練があろうとあなたの愛に生きるあなたと共に悲しみを乗り越えあなたに幸せと愛の望みを求め偽りもすでに不足私はあなたに愛を信じあなたの全てをゆっくりと確かに心の平和を求め私は歩む
Listener, thanks you are still with me in the regular music corner, which this time we entertain you to the songs by Faris Rustambunov. He has been popular in 1980s era, a singer who was born on January 5, 1959, has talent to play a lot of music instruments and he ever had a collaboration with many Indonesian musicians and singers. His music is not only in pop music genre. However, he also puts the rock music progressive, jazz, fusion, and also dance music in his songs. Well, to conclude our segment for today, I'm going to dedicate to you another hit song by Faris RM entitled Hasrat dan Cinta, means desire and love. I hope the songs that we have played can give acknowledge to you, all listeners, about the Indonesian music. Thank you for listening. Our whole segment for today. See you and sampai jumpa.
Biarkan tanganmu terbuka menjadi selimut ceria di lingkaran cemaram hidup yang nyata. Tercipta kubat nestapa, penuh nista dan dusta, di bawah kepalsuan yang ada. Ku ingin semua kan terhapus, membau di alam semesta. Menatap takjub kurnia sinarmu, melukiskan kata harumnya di
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.